97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Brian Sansom, who is the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. Brian, what an honor to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Pleasure. Paul Davis Emergency Services. Tell us about that, Brian.
Okay, I own a restoration company, and we are a 24/7, 365 company that handles primarily emergency water damage. It's about half of our business. And then the other half is mold remediation, and that's long-term water issues. So both things related to water. And then we do some other niche things, too, like odor removal, fire and smoke damage, biohazard and trauma and crime scene cleanup. But that's primarily what our business is. And then how we got into the business is quite an interesting story, too. I was a former military guy, and I'm still actually in the Army National Guard. So I have 21 years in the military between active reserve and National Guard. And I started out in the Air Force as a nuclear launch officer in Montana. So wow. I sat underground for 4.5 years with our nuclear weapons force in Montana. Separated from the Air Force, moved into the reserves, and went and worked in corporate America in various roles, including sales, finance, management. Got out of that and became a high school math teacher for several years at lower-income schools, and that was quite an experience in itself, too. I got a job teaching ROTC at UNC Chapel Hill, and that's what brought me to this area. And I did that as a contractor, not as an active duty military person, for a couple years. And then once the military drawdown started, they started moving active duty folks into those spots and removing the contractors. And so my wife and I looked for a business to start. We'd always wanted to own our own business. And we looked at a lot of different areas to start a business in. And we felt like restoration really capitalized on our talents. And so we dove in with both feet. And here we are several years later. And it's going great.
And you stayed in Chapel Hill the whole time.
Stayed in Chapel Hill. Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Yeah. For Paul Davis Emergency Services, Brian, do you actually do the work? Do you have a staff or both?
Well, when I first opened up in 2013, I did everything completely by myself. Marketing, admin, operations, you name it, I did it from start to finish. It took about 6 months or so before I started bringing folks on. And I would say I started out bringing in helpers. And so I brought in helpers, and over time, I've built up, and I've got a full-time workforce now. I've got a couple of full-time technicians, and I primarily handle the administrative end, working with insurance companies, the marketing, and the other admin. That doesn't mean I'm not on the job site. I've been on every – my wife and myself have been on every job site we've ever had. So we still are very involved with the actual work, but we've pulled back a little bit from that and worked more on our business.
Understand. Tell me this, Brian. You said water remediation. Do you go under houses and things like that?
Yeah, we go on roofs. We go under houses. Lots of times you can't get the story of what's going on in a house unless you go under the house. So, for example, sometimes a water line breaks, and you know, as you can imagine, gravity is going to pull the water all the way down through the house. And so getting down to the crawl space or the basement is where the water basically ends.
Ooh.
So we have to spend a lot of time under houses. The other piece of that, too, is that in North Carolina, we have high humidity, and lots of people have their HVAC systems in their crawl space. So especially in the summer when you have hot, wet air hitting that cold HVAC unit in the crawl space creates a lot of moisture in itself. So I would say most crawl spaces in North Carolina that are not closed have some degree of mold in them higher than what most people would want. as a result of the way that they're constructed in this area.
What percentage of your jobs are after our, what we call air quotes, after hours, that you said 24/7 you're available? Do you find that 2 a.m. you get a phone call?
Yeah, for some reason, we get a lot of jobs on Fridays.
Fridays.
I don't know why that is.
Fridays?
Fridays and Mondays tend to be the days when we get the most. And the thing with the job that starts on a Friday is that it always bleed over into the weekend.
Of course.
So we do a lot of after-hours work. I would say once every 2 weeks or so, we pull an all-nighter. And it's usually me pulling the all-nighter.
Oh.
So the phone rings at 2 a.m. I'm getting up and getting mobilized and getting move on. The critical thing and the reason why it's called emergency services, if you have standing water in your home, the quicker the dry out process can begin, the less expensive it's going to be, the less invasive it's going to be, and just the whole process will be much easier because it's much easier to pull out the water on day one and dry it out and not have to tear the house to pieces than it is to wait a few days and have to tear everything out. So that's why it's important to mobilize immediately, because you can save a lot of money, time, and headache by doing that.
Speaking of those early morning calls, please give us your contact information, Paul.
Sure. My contact information is, our office phone is 919-590-4030. Once again, that's 919-590-4030. I'm also available via email at bsansom, that's B-S-A-N-S-O-M, at pdes-usa.net. And I respond to emails 24/7 as well. I'm also available on Facebook. People have told us we're a really good Facebook follow because the things we do are very visual. So we take pictures of the animals we run into.
Oh, my goodness.
Pictures of the interesting things we see. So sometimes construction workers leave some interesting presents for us, you know, 10 or 20 years after the fact.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a very interesting, some of the things that we run into
I
doing
can
this.
Imagine. Oh, my God. Usually I ask my interviewees, who's your ideal client? It sounds like your ideal client is any homeowner or apartment owner, anything having to do with residence or commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It runs into a problem,
right? Anything bad that can happen to a property is a customer for us. And hopefully most of our customers are really only one-time customers.
Yes.
Because if somebody's having multiple bad things happen to them, that's really bad for them. What I was told yesterday by our franchisor is that in a given year, a homeowner has a 6.5% chance of needing something that
that's
offer.
A very tiny number.
Yeah.
But when they need it.
Yeah, when you need it.
It's critical.
Yeah, it's one of the worst days of your life in many cases.
Yes.
So you need help right away.
Yes. Paul, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about how homeowners can avoid having to call you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Mr. Brian Sansom, who is the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. We are back. I owe my guest a huge apology. I've been calling him Paul when his name is Brian. My guest today is Brian Sansom, who's the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. I've asked his forgiveness. Thank you. Let's continue. Brian, you were explaining how your business is for emergency services. And we said when we came back, let's hear about some tips for homeowners to avoid potentially having to call you.
Yeah, at the end of a lot of jobs, the homeowners will ask me, say, what can we do to prevent this from happening? And lots of times, there may not be something they can prevent, from happening. But in many cases, lots of times, it's a maintenance issue where if they did something, it may not have happened. So one thing I would recommend to people is all of your plumbing has a finite life. So any of your supply lines, so I'm talking about washing machine, dishwasher, those kind of things, toilet, sinks, those need to be changed about every 5 to 7 years because they have a finite life. And also there's a difference in quality too between supply lines. So there are braided supply lines and you know, plastic supply lines. So you want to make sure that you're using the braided ones if possible because those tend to be more durable. Other things people don't do is people typically don't change out their hot water heater until something's gone wrong. Well, those also have a finite life to them, typically 7 to 10 years. So if you get to that point where your hot water heater's getting up in age, you may want to consider getting a new one, especially if it's in, say, your attic.
Yes.
Which can really cause a lot of damage. If it's in your garage, it won't cause as much damage necessarily, but you might want to look at getting a new hot water heater before something happens. Other things, people don't typically reset their toilets. You want to reset your toilet.
Reset your toilet?
Meaning pull the toilet off the wax ring, get a new wax ring, and reseal it. About every 5 years you want to do that.
Yeah. This is amazing. I don't think anybody knows that.
Yep. And then so other things to look for, too, is that people will typically ignore drainage issues. And we don't deal with drainage issues. We deal with the resulting damage from drainage issues. And a good way you can tell if you have drainage issues, if you go in your crawl space or your basement, and if you look on the walls, if you have like white kind of powdery looking, powder looking on the walls, that's efflorescence. And that's what happens when the masonry gets wet, is it evaporates. The water will leave salt behind. So that's evidence of. So if that happens, I would recommend going in talking to a drainage person or a landscape designer about rectifying that.
My goodness.
But those are some things to help mitigate your risk regarding having water damage in your house. And then the other part is I would always recommend a good quality vapor barrier for your house. I don't always recommend closing up your crawl space because that can impact the whole system that your house is sitting on. So if you basically remove the humidity from your crawl space, that could affect your flooring in the main level. So it may have some unintended consequences. But you definitely want to have a good quality vapor barrier on the ground in your crawl space. It covers 100% of the ground and is thick enough to really keep the moisture away from the wood surfaces.
Brian, most of these things, I wouldn't have a clue if I were to check my supply lines to see. Could someone call you just to check those items to see if they're about to go? Or what would you recommend?
It's hard to say if they're about to go. I would just – a supply line's not very expensive. You can get them for $10 or $20 over at Lowe's. So I would recommend just kind of timing it to say, okay, this has been in for about five years. It's time to change those out.
I'm thinking of our listeners who might say, I have no idea how to change things out. What do you do if you just have no clue what to do?
Yeah, and a handyman could easily do that pretty inexpensively.
So, all right.
Yeah, they're not very hard to change out.
So. All right. And the toilets, lifting up the toilets off the thingies.
Right, off the wax ring.
Wax yep. ring. Anybody can do that?
Anybody can do it. If somebody is not comfortable with it, I would recommend getting a plumber to come out and do it.
So. Would most of the items you mentioned be handled by a plumber?
Yeah, plumber could also do those as well, yes.
All righty. Good to know. Yep. We're saving some people some grief here. Yep. Thank you.
And one other tip to roofs. Lots of people won't replace their roofs, and especially the rains that this area has experienced over the last couple of years during the storm season. That has indicated a lot of roof problems, a lot of problems around chimney flashing. And preventative maintenance is much less expensive than dealing with the resulting damage after the fact. So that's why I always recommend the smarter bet is to go ahead and take some measures to prevent bad things from happening in the first place.
For those people like me who are very much into maintenance and preventative, it sounds like from what you're saying, one smart thing be just call a plumber just to check things out? But some things are hard to predict, as you said. You can look right at it and not know it's about to go.
And we see problems in new construction, too. So it's not a guarantee that that's the case. There are lots of bad installs. We see, dishwashers with manufacturer's defects or that are not installed correctly, too. So it's not a guarantee, but if you want long-term prevention, that's the best way to go about it.
Understand. Brian, please give us your contact information again.
Sure. Our phone number is 919-590-4030. Again, that's 919-590-4030. You can also email me at bsansom, that's B-S-A-N-S-O-M, at pdes-usa.net. Or you can look at us on Facebook. Like I said, we're a good follow. Just Google Paul Davis Emergency Services of Chapel Hill.
Thank you. Brian, what is your most common call for?
See, the most common things we see are attic hot water heaters and second floor washing machines. And I'd say that's the biggest reason for that is those create the most damage. Because if you think about it, gravity will pull the water down. So if you have a problem in the attic and say nobody catches it, then it'll go all the way down throughout the house. That's why another tip I'd have for homeowners, make sure everybody in the house knows where the water shutoff is for the house. I've been to a number of houses where people just let the water continue to run because they didn't know how to shut it off.
Oh, my
goodness.
It
ran for hours.
Yes.
So everybody, kids included, as soon as they see a water problem, make sure they know where that water shutoff is. But to get back to your question, the two problems, the attic hot water heaters and the second floor washing machines, those will probably pay for my kids' college.
Thank you. Brian, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear about some tips you may have when dealing with insurance companies.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Brian Sansom, who is the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. We have so much more to talk about. Please stay with us. Thank you for staying with us. We're back. My guest today is Mr. Brian Sansom, who is the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. Brian, I said we're going to talk about how to work with insurance companies. Give us some tips, please.
Sure. Lots of people, when they work with an insurance company, they'll have one or two, maybe three claims their entire life. So it's not something they're used to working with. One of the apprehensions that a lot of people have is when they have an emergency is we show up and we start doing some demolition in their house. They're worried about it being covered by insurance company. So lots of times I recommend people get the demolition done and get the situation stabilized first, because if you wait, the cost goes up quite a bit. So even if you have to pay out of pocket, it's not covered, you're still going to have to get that work done at least to get the damage stopped. And then usually with an insurance company, once we're done with the demolition and the mitigation, the dry out, any mold remediation, we stop. Most insurance companies send a representative out, an insurance adjuster out to come look at the damage. And then they will often either give the homeowner a check on site or they will send it to them pretty quickly thereafter. And then the reconstruction begins. So a homeowner can hire whoever they want for any of those functions, whether it's the dry out, the emergency work, or the reconstruction, or you could hire one company like us to do all of it. But that's how I'd recommend working with insurance companies. The other part is if you have something where you're not sure if it merits an insurance claim, I would also recommend getting somebody like us to come out and look at it first to give you an idea of cost before you even contact your insurance company. And when I say contact your insurance company, I mean the claims line. Feel free to call your insurance agent. They will give you good advice and tell you how your policy reads. But I'd be very careful contacting your insurance claims line because they will often view that as a ding against you.
Ah.
So I'd refrain from doing that.
Good information. Yeah. What are your certifications to do what you do?
So the governing body in our industry is the IICRC. And so they offer a range of certifications. And myself, I'm certified as a water restoration technician. I have a certification in applied structural drying. I also have a mold certification. I have an odor certification, a fire and smoke certification, a biohazard and trauma cleanup certification. Also certified as a carpet cleaner, although we don't do a lot of that work. So those are my certification. My wife has a number of certifications as well, and my techs do as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. Quickly tell us how you market your business, Brian.
So I look to connect with five different groups especially. I really look to connect with insurance agents, insurance adjusters, property managers, realtors, and tradespeople. And just by doing that, plus referral business we get, that has really proven to keep us busy most of the time. And then primarily we market through doing as great a job as we can possibly do with each customer and basically turning them into a salesperson for us, which also nets us a lot of work.
Word of mouth.
So that's the best way for us that we've found to generate work is just doing a good job on the jobs we have.
Brian, why don't we end with your contact information?
Sure. My name is Brian Sansom. I'm the owner. Our number is 919-590-4030. Again, that's 919-590-4030, and I can also be reached through our website and also through our Facebook page.
Thank you, Brian, so much for being here with us today.
All right, appreciate it, Sharon.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest has been Mr. Brian Sansom, who is the owner of Paul Davis Emergency Services. I'm Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.